to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Welcome to another edition of the Rosman Experience, brought to you on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You can reach us at 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. We come to you once a week. Something a little bit different. We come to you once a week with a nonprofit or somebody who's really making a difference. There's no commercials. This is completely on our nickel. There are no commercials, and nor do we charge the nonprofit a dime. It's all about getting folks to give back. Same time every Sunday, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. As I said, we don't do commercials. I've had people ask me, you guys got to charge something. You guys got to do something. We don't. And that's the way the show has been and has taken off. You can reach us at rickrosman1@gmail.com. There's Facebook and Twitter and all of that. And again, I'm going to emphasize, the show is about those that make a difference in giving back. It is about those that are truly, truly heroes, and many of them don't get the time or the sunshine, so to speak, to tell their story. And many of them are household names. Like our guest on today is a household name and has been a guest on before. But let's go back for a bit and talk a little bit about what Sheila and I up to. Sheila's my wife. You know, I've been a wealth management advisor in the South Bay for the last 34 years. I'm married, live in Redondo Beach, California. My wife and I enjoy traveling, running. Hey, I did the LA Marathon last week. I've done 3 so far this year and 2 half. So, yeah, we're out there. My wife goes out a couple of times. She's not as crazy as I am. We both are involved in philanthropy, and we're both out there trying to make a difference for the marginalized parts of our society. Our involvement with many nonprofits, and it goes on and on and on, board member of the Academy of Business Leadership, board member AC Green Youth Foundation, board member Asamoah Foundation, president Steps for Education, StepUp.org, Education for L.A., board member Cecil Murray, Center for Community Engagement, board member, this is interesting, board member of Jefferson High School. It's an inner city high school. And if you don't know what's going on in the inner city, you know, go out there and get involved in something, and you'd be surprised what you'll find out and what you'll learn. We also work with the Union Rescue Mission. Dear friend Annie Bales actually performed the wedding ceremony for Sheila and I. Long Beach Miller Children's, that's cancer for kids. South Bay Healthcare, Scott Newman Foundation. ShareFest, the list goes on. It's just a matter of saying yes. We give our time, talent, and treasure. Our show, The Rosman Experience, on Easy Way Broadcasting, is about getting involved in nonprofits and the people who make it happen, a forum to address the needs and how to get involved. It's a privilege to be in a position to be able to challenge those out there. Well, let's face it, we live in a wonderful country. Everything, we got a roof over our head, we got more food than we know what to do with. We live a very, very wonderful life. And there are so many nonprofits that need help. There's so many nonprofits that could use time if you don't have the money, talent, or treasure. And I know out there, and I've said this many times, I'm sure there's retired school teachers and retired engineers and retired whatever that could get involved with their time. Let's face it, some of the inner city schools could use mentor teachers for science and math and English. And yeah, it's tempting. Yes, it's tempting to stay home at night and sit home and watch the latest show on TV and all of that. But getting out and making a difference is what this show is about. And my job, and has been presented to me to do this, is to get out and challenge. Get out and challenge everybody out there. Get out off the couch. I'm just one example. Sheila and I are one example. The amount of people out there that well, how do I get involved? What do I need to do? I'm afraid. Or is a charity legitimate? All those questions are real. But unless you make the first step, already we're a 1/4 of 2013 is gone. 1/4 of 13 is gone. Beginning of the year, we all had our goals and dreams. Was one of the goals maybe mentoring an inner city kid? Was one of the goals go visiting an old folks home? A senior center where nobody visits some of those poor seniors who have not had visitors in years. You know, if you went in and read to them, they would be joyful. Maybe helping a church if you are a believer. There's so many programs a church to get involved in. And you know, I belong to a parish where, you know, there's always the core people that are involved. And our guest is all involved in her church, that it is unbelievable. It's just a matter of reaching out to people. And I'll give you one example, and then we'll go on to introduce our guest of how it worked and how did team work. The Union Rest Commission last year had a golf tournament, wonderful golf tournament. I'm not a golfer. Sheila's not a golfer. And Jefferson High School had a golf team. Okay. We bought a foursome from the Union Rest Commission, so they got their mandate. They needed the money. That's what the golf tournament was for. And then we gave it to the Jefferson High School golf team. The Jefferson golf team was able to go to Trump up in Palos Verdes and be part of something that was so special out of the inner city, basically up in Palos Verdes with golf carts, with clubs. They got to meet Rosie Greer. They got to meet all kinds of celebrities, and they had a blast. And for one day, they were out there, you know, buffet breakfast, wonderful lunch, wonderful dinner. They got to take part in everything, and so everybody felt pretty good. And one thing about giving back is what are called endorphins. We all feel better when we give back. And you know what? If we see somebody else doing good, we feel pretty good too. So it just keeps going. And the whole idea is to give back and get involved. A couple other things last night, you know, that are going on in my life and as well as the schedule. Upcoming, we're presenting at the EOT Awards, the Entrepreneurship Awards in August. Our guest is going to be on a little bit, Osmo Foundation Gala on 4/13 at the Biltmore, Steps for Education Program 4/15 at Holy Name of Jesus Grammar School down in South Central. Jefferson High School is coming up on 5/18 on their community involvement. And last night, I was able to present at Sarge's Community Development the Star Award, their gala at the City Club. Sarge Kenneth Gibbs is a hero. He was on the show last week. He takes inner city kids who have major issues that almost everyone has written off, takes them out into like a boot camp setting, and has rescued so many of these young people. And last night we were fortunate enough to be there and to be able to give the award to the Star Award to the number one cadet out of Sergeant Gibbs's program. Sarge was on the program last week. So that gives you an idea of what we're doing here. Again, phone number to call in, and we do take call-ins, 914-338-1303. You can reach us at the easywaybroadcasting.com on the Rick Rosman, on the Rosman Experience. And now let me introduce our guest. She needs no introduction, first of all. She's a pharmacist. A lot of people are pharmacists, okay. She's a successful businesswoman. She's also a widow herself. A successful author, written a number of books. Remember what I said earlier about church leader? A church leader. In her church, you can bet things are going to get done because of our guest. She's an activist. She looks at things out there and says, why are they this way? How come they aren't the way they should be? She's a humanitarian. The work she does both in the United States as well as Africa and beyond, her legend has spread. A philanthropist. She, like I said, she reaches both national and international scope. She's the founder and president of the Awesome Foundation. And we sent out some blogs on the Osmo Foundation, but the program serves so many needs, and it serves in South Africa and Nigeria, as well as it deals with inner-city kids and educational issues here in the States. So without any further ado, let me bring on Dr. Lillian Osamoah, president of the Osmo Foundation, philanthropist, humanitarian, author, mom. I'm going to keep going here, Dr. Lillian, pharmacist. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Richard. Thank you for all those compliments and accolades. And I think you should get some of them, maybe all of them. But I thank you so much for your kindness, your compassion, and all that you do, helping people to help people. That is wonderful. And that's what we are doing with the Osamoah Foundation. So I thank you for bringing me here for the second time. I'm always grateful. And I thank our listeners for their patience in listening to all we have to say. Having said that, what we are doing with the Osamoah Foundation is like what Richard has said. We are giving back to the community, giving hope to people, feeling better and making people feel better. You know, when you reach out to somebody, it makes you feel better because that person feels good. So that's what the Osamoah Foundation is doing.
Lillian, maybe, Dr. Lillian, why don't you tell a little bit about some of the programs that the Osamoah Foundation is doing currently in both the States as well as in Nigeria.
Okay, that's fine. We actually have two programs in the Osamoah Foundation, and both programs are very active. That makes us, we are active here in the United States and across the ocean in Africa. We have the ACTS, A-C-T-S, that's Osamoah College Tour for Scholars, which was founded in 2007 by my son, Nnamdi Osamoah, who is a NFL player, cornerback. You must have heard of him, four-time Pro Bowl and pro athlete. And then we have the OWIN, O-W-I-N, which is Orphans and Widows in Need, which I founded in 2005. And these two, we joined together. They merged to become the Osamoah Foundation. So while we are doing work here, we're doing work in Africa also. But the ACT program is a mentoring program. ACT provides high-achieving high school students of color with the opportunity to go to colleges and campuses of universities just to visit, to see what's going on and to acclimatize themselves with what's out there in the world. Most of these kids have no hope for college, but yes, they want to go to college. And besides, everybody should aim at going, whether they go or not. So we help them and provide them the opportunity to visit and to make choices and help them to apply and go to college. And we do give them scholarships. So, and we also mentor them on how to give back to the community, on how to help the community. And there's so much work to do. These kids are excited. Some of them come from families where nobody has gone beyond 6th or 12th grade or even gone through high school. So they sometimes are the first to go, and they need it. The excitement is there. Because we believe also, like from ACTS, that education is very essential for success. You know, it's essential for both life, longevity, and success. It's the springboard for innovation and growth across the globe. So these children, we make sure, whether here in the United States or in Nigeria or in South Africa, that's being the two countries we're working with now in Africa, we make sure, we ensure that those all of them with less means or opportunity to obtain quality education. We ensure that they get it. We help them. Right now, we are building a vocational center in Nigeria that will help the orphans and widows who are there, the poor ones who have nobody to speak for them, those who want their children to go to school and nobody is helping. So or even the young widows who probably can manage a vocational training, but nobody is helping them. So we're putting that up. So not just helping them to feed them or to comfort them or to uplift them, we're putting up that school to help them. Right now, we teach them, but we don't have any center. That center is going to be for such, where they will come and learn how to help themselves and help the community. And here, besides taking these students, at least 20 students every year, right now I've had about almost 130 students have gone through ACTS, the college tours. And most of them, about 90% of them, have gone to higher institutions. So we also have a center, a foundation center we are building here that will house the foundation and help the community, where you can bring in children to mentor them, young adults, older people, you know, and teach them about citizenship, help them to be better people, and to help the entire nation. You know, when you train children, you are training the nation for the future. And that's what we are doing. Not necessarily because we didn't have such, but because we know it's important. And we know what we enjoy by going to school and being able to stand and defend ourselves or be focused or know what's going on in our country. So I believe that's mostly what we are doing now, you know, helping these young people, helping the widows, and helping the orphans who are in need.
Dr. Lillian, you cast a very, very wide net. You must have I know you personally, so I can say these things. You have the energy. You have the energy of the Energizer Bunny. It never slows down. Every bit of you is real. Every bit of your heart is real. Every bit of your soul is real. Your faith in God has seen you through some incredible things. When many times when we first started the organization, you know, everybody was just following you and saying, okay, well, Dr. Lillian says it's going to work. It's going to work. And that it has worked. Also, isn't the organization now involved in South Africa too in some way?
Oh, yeah, we are involved in South Africa, very much involved. You know, in South Africa, you know, most people don't know, and I didn't know before, that there are still people who are living in their poverty, people who are rejected or left, you know, behind. And they really need help. And some of them don't have homes to stay, you know, and they don't have anything. Some don't go to school. It's only drug and all kinds of things that you don't expect, you know, that will be going on there. So we are in there. We went in through a small church that was trying their best to reach out to the public, but they needed help. And we found this group of people. Now we have grown there. We are reaching so many people. We offer them, we help them for education. Actually, last year when we had our gala, one of the apostles from the church came and went back with so many ideas of things to do. The women are learning to knit, which was an idea they got through me from my church. They knit and they sell it and they use it for their cold season. They knit blankets. And we help them buy blankets, books for the children, food for their schools, the few schools they have there. You know, things are really bad there. And the people are dying every day. You know, I get these calls. We have this many dying. We have this person dying. And they did not have a way to bury their people before. It was dig up a gram and throw in, because they couldn't buy a blanket to wrap the person to talk of putting in a casket. But now they send letters to say thank you, you know, like a lady would say thank you for helping me to give my mother a befitting burial. Thank you for giving us food. Thank you for helping us with our house. Thank you for even the little building they got where they hold their service. It's been too bad. So we're equally helping them there. You know, South Africa is a major project for us. The people don't have. And the worst is that you think they have. In fact, all of Africa, you will think that these people have something. But when you go there and see their living standard, I know you can't help but feel for them. You know, you feel for them. They don't have it. You know,
the sharing and the sheer size and scope of the Osmoya Foundation is enormous. We have a caller coming in. I believe it's another member of the association of the foundation. So, Eric, let him in. Hello, is this Akbar?
Yes, this is Akbar.
Akbar, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Richard?
Every day above ground is a good day. Would you, Akbar and Dr. Lillian, you heard what she's been saying, and ladies and gentlemen, Akbar has been on in the organization since the beginning also, and he had his own successful football career, and now he's down in broadcasting down in San Diego, and he's taken the time to chime in on the association. So you heard Dr. Lillian. What kind of things do you want to talk about where the Osmoga Foundation is going, Akbar?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, there's the upcoming gala that's taking place, and I'll tell you the story of how I first got involved. And it started off when I was in Oakland during my time playing with the Raiders, and Namdi came up to me and was just telling me about his mom's vision, and told me the story. It didn't touch me a certain way until I started seeing photos and it started to become real to me that there were people living outside of myself. And you think, well, of course there are people living outside of ourselves. Sometimes we can be so centered focused. And I thought that the foundation got it. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about them. It was about serving others. And, to me, that was the point that changed me forever. That I said, hey, look, how can I be a part? First you just start off with minimal donations, and then it was just like, hey, how can I get, then I got invited to be on the board. And from that point on, it's just like, making an impact. The Asimov Foundation is all about impacting others' lives. And, somebody once told me this, and I find this to be true, is that what is a legacy? A legacy, you often ask people this question, well, what do you want your legacy to be? And people say, oh, I want mine, and I want this, and I want that. Legacies do not live within people. They live in others. We've seen a lot of legacy, albeit the Bible, albeit, things about people that we may know from the past. Take, for example, a guy like Dr. Martin Luther King. The only reason why his legacy lives is because others were affected by it. And I believe that the Asimov Foundation is starting a strong legacy because it's helping thousands of people outside of just, the people running the foundation.
Amen. Amen. And you've been involved and you've known Namdi and Dr. Lillian for so long. I always paint her as a saint, and she gets very embarrassed when I say that. But you obviously, coming from the professional football ranks, have your choice of getting involved with so many things, and so many things are thrown your way to get involved in. So Namdi basically gave you a presentation when you're on the Raiders, and then what was your first impression when you met Dr. Lillian?
Well, she was reminded me a lot of my mother. And that was the first part that was from just the intonation in her voice, her intent, her love, her passion, and that bleeds over into the foundation. You can see that the fabric of the actual foundation is kind of that. It's love beyond self. It's love and helping others. And that's why I'm so very, very excited about this 7th annual Service Matters fundraising gala that the Asimov Foundation puts on every year. This year is going to be April 13th at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles. And it's just a fabulous, fabulous event. Richard, as you know, that we've been doing for a while, that last year was a big event. It was, you know, you saw the amount of people that came out to support the gala. And it's one of those, what I'd like to call, epic galas. And the reason why it's epic is because it's life-changing. It's one of those ones you're like, wow, I get it. And so that's why I'm excited. I can't stop thinking about, you know, April 13th coming up. You know, there are going to be a lot of people in attendance, and I think that for the people who want to make service matter, it's a great event to come out to.
And if people want to donate or want to get involved, ACPA, where do they go?
Well, you know, it's easy to go to the AsimovFoundation.org, and you can go on there, you can look at the site, you can get the actual literature about the Asimov Foundation, and then you just hit click the donate button. It's very easy, and you'll start to see where your money goes. I mean, you can keep your treasures close, or you can actually have it invested in helping others, and that click of the donate button, you know, will show you exactly where to put that money.
Awesome. And will you be and I take it you've been at you'll be at the gala, and we'll be out there greeting folks. And if somebody wants to have a picture with Akbar, is that something that can happen if they come to the gala?
Well, yeah, if anybody wants to take a picture with me, I mean, that's going to be fine. I mean, if anything, I'm going to be taking pictures and posting it up on my Twitter account to you know, of the actual event, you know, because I think the event is big. I mean, it's just, you know, there are certain events that you want to go to every year. So for some people, it's the Super Bowl. For some people, maybe it's a championship game or a wedding or something like this. I look forward to going to the gala every year because it always brings you back. Because sometimes our lives, you know, can be, again, and nobody's here is perfect, but, you know, sometimes our lives can be so cynical where you think, I got this, I got this work to do, I got to do my kid, and you forget to think about people outside of your box. People outside that you can impact and touch. And the gala is always a reminder of service.
Akbar, you are a true hero. Dr. Lillian, I mean, the way he presented that was unbelievable. That was from the heart. Yeah, everybody in the foundation comes from the heart and the soul, and we do exactly what we say we're going to do. We take care of the kids at the ACTS program. We get involved in Nigeria. We get involved in South Africa. We have made a difference, and, of course, we can do so much more, but we need more help. So, Akbar, why don't you give one more promotion, if you want, for the 13th and how you see it and any parting words. So go ahead.
Yeah, for all those who care about service and how service matters, the Asimov Foundation has the Service Matters Foundation, fundraising gala. That's going to be Saturday. It's a Saturday, which is an excellent time. It starts at 6 p.m. April 13th at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel. We've got a keynote speaker who's an excellent speaker as well, Omar McGee. He'll be the keynote speaker there. We've got an Emerging Humanitarian Award that will be going out to Myron Roll. And then, you know, a leadership award going up to Dana Pump and David Pump, people who are very active in the community, again, touching the people's lives and enriching their lives. So and it will be hosted by one of my coworkers over at the NFL Network, Rich Eisen. He will be the host of this 7th annual fundraising gala for the Asimov Foundation.
And the price for tickets and the price for table?
You know, the general tickets are $250 per person, and some people may be blown by that number, but, you know, it's a small price when you're talking about people who are going to be benefiting from it. And the VIP tickets are $450 per person, and that includes everything that you'll get from the goodies that you'll receive for the people who are looking for the goodies, and then the people that you'll meet, the stuff that you'll be involved in, and more importantly, the lives that you will impact.
Amen. Amen. Akbar, you were great. Lillian, any comments on Akbar's, what Akbar said?
Well, he said it all. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. My comment is only that people should they already listened, but take to heart what he said because it came from his heart.
Yes.
And like you mentioned, all the people in the foundation, we all work with our hearts. It's a foundation of compassionate people doing compassionate work for those who are in need. So actually, Akbar, that's fantastic. You know, I thank you for the way you presented everything, and we'll move on like that, and it will be a great event. It will be a great event, not just because we are giving, but we are also receiving.
Yes.
It's going to be a blessing on all of us who will be giving and a blessing to those who will be receiving. I would like for people to come out and see some of the students we have mentored or helped or given scholarships to or taken around the nation. People who wouldn't have, for any reason, left to go that far or have never been before or wanted to go and there's no opportunity to go. And some of them now are college students. Some of them are doing very well. And besides, Richard, I want to thank you very much. You have, even though we work with these inner city kids, you've brought us into noticing and working with the Jefferson High School students. Last year, about 20 of them, 18 or 20 of them came to the event. This year, many of them are coming too. It's all because of you. And what these kids get, you know, like a formal dinner, which they don't know about, or maybe they hear it. But it's an exciting thing that it tells them life could be better in future. It's not only big name, big money, big whatever. It's all about inclusion. Bring people together. Make people feel good. Let them know that there is hope in the
future. Yes.
And that they are going somewhere with somebody mentoring them.
Amen, amen, Dr. Lillian. The ladies of the foundation, I'm fortunate enough to be involved in it from the beginning. And one day, Dr. Lillian came up to me and said, "We're going to help out orphans and widows in need in Nigeria." And I kind of looked at her. This 5 foot nothing lady looked at me with such intensity, and she goes, "I want you to be on the board." And I'm thinking, oh, wait, what am I getting myself into here by saying yes? And I saw the sincerity. I saw the integrity. I saw the absolute faith, and that's what it takes. And I was on board. And my standing comment to Dr. Lillian is when I pass from this earth and I approach St. Peter, St. Peter's going to say, "Why should we let you in?" I go, "Hey, I work with Dr. Lillian. That's a free ticket to heaven, so hopefully that will work." But getting back to what the organization does, when we have anyone who comes to the foundation gala, they will see firsthand the ACTS. There'll be some ACTS kids there, which are inner city kids that get a shot at visiting colleges, and most of them go on to college. It's just opening their eyes. You'll see what else we do in South Africa and Nigeria. You'll hear the stories firsthand. Yes, there'll be the celebrities there. Yes, there'll be the athletes there. Yes, there'll be all those things there. However, it's all for giving hope for the hopeless. It's all from preventing despair and hopelessness among those who are not able to take care of themselves. Dr. Lilly has been involved in this forever. So, Dr. Lilly, what else do you see happening at the gala, and how do you see the foundation, or Akbar, how do you guys see the foundation 5 years, 10 years from now? Where do you see it going?
Well, Richard, one of the things I wanted to say before we moved on to that point was that, you know, you talked about the event, going to the website, either Asimov Foundation or Building Today. They're the same site that brings to the same course of action, which is the giving, but buildingtoday.org is a great, you know, source and tool to look and kind of really get a good understanding of what the foundation is all about, getting in there, and it'll take you to that vision where, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, I think Dr. Lillian can speak to that as far as where the vision is for going and getting to 5 years from now.
Okay. Thank you for answering that. Dr. Lillian, where do you see us going 4 or 5 years from now?
Well, for 4 or 5 years from now, let's go back more than 4 or 5 years behind now.
Yes.
that can give us an idea where we are going. Although our vision is for quality educational experience, you know, and creating the tools for spiritual, economic, and social empowerment, you know, and progress for these people. We have seen how since 2005 we have progressed till now. 2005, if you remember, Richard, I called a few group of people together in a small church hall in my church. And it was like, come and see what I am doing or I want to be doing. And friends answered with great enthusiasm. It was just like, okay, you go to Africa, you visit the widows, you tend to them, their orphans and everything, and even to an orphanage, you know, doing things, helping them. It wasn't much. But seeing how this impacted these people and the fact that they are always looking forward for that action, the anticipation they have that something is coming, there is hope. Oh, from America, oh, from wherever outside their own community, somebody has thought of them. That inspired me. The following year, we got a little more people. The next year, we had to do it in a bigger place, in a hotel, in a bigger place, in a bigger place, and that's how it's been going. So what I see now from 4 to 5 years is a magnitude of a foundation that is not just like we are international, we are global or something, but we are really doing the work and reaching people. Because like right now, we have, by this year, we've reached almost 130 students, scholars in the United States. And as of last year, when I went back to Nigeria, we had almost to 15,000 orphans and widows that have come through our programs.
Wow.
Now, this year sometime, we will be in South Africa. And each of these places, it's like you start with 20, 30, 40 people. Before you go again, there are hundreds and thousands of them. There is hope. And I see us growing. And I see the need because, you know, like the Bible tells you, the work is plenty, but the workers are very few. And workers here does not mean physical me or you going to do the work. It also includes those who help by their support. You know, like my mother will say, if you tell somebody, okay, I will help you, comfort you, this, that's a good support. But if you physically give to say, I help you with this, go do what you are doing because I see some goodness in it. That's great. And that's why we ask, help us to help these people because I see us going higher and bigger and helping more and more people. And we'll have more people that have graduated from universities that will say, if not for this foundation, I would not have made it. That's what I'm looking for. And they will be making it. And I know we'll get the help, and it will be great.
The help will be great, Dr. Lillian.
Yes.
And coming back to the gala, and for those that may be into that, there's going to be, you know, like Akbar was mentioning, there's going to be honoree. Rick Eisen's going to be the MC. Of course, your son Namdi is going to be there. Akbar is going to be there. Probably some other sports personalities. Would you? And for those that are into it, I don't know who's going to take this question. The auction items. How do you see the? What kind of auction items will there be? And if there's people who are interested in that type of thing, what kind of fun do you think will? For those who come for fun and still want to make a difference, what kind of activities will be scheduled for the gala?
Akbar, are you? Oh, you want me to take that? Yeah, okay.
I'll answer. I mean, there's live entertainment. We've had that from before. We've had live entertainment. There's auction items, of course, so that's always good. Auction items are always fun to me because, you know, you walk into a situation where you walk out with a treasure that you probably didn't necessarily think you were going to get. And then there's obviously, you know, there's star-studded, like you said. There's going to be a lot of people there that you get a chance to see on a more intimate level. And I think, you know, when you look at that and you combine those things, it's just really a fun night. It's a fun night over at the Biltmore Hotel.
Awesome. By the way, we got a caller in on 3080. Eric, why don't you bring him in? And hello. Let's see, they're on. Hello, you're on with Akbar and Dr. Lillian. Who's this?
It's Ryan Torres. I'm in the industry, and I love what you guys are doing. I'm a good friend of Eric. Just wanted to say hi. I didn't know I was going to be put on so fast.
Well, I'm sorry. We saw the name on there, and we put you on. Are you going to come to the gala?
Yeah, I'd love to. I love to check it out. I like what Mother Gail, what's the lady's name, the lady?
Dr. Lillian Osma.
I like, is she on the phone with us? Yeah, hello?
Yes, I'm on the phone.
I like what she said. It's true, you know, the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few.
Yes.
And it's very true. It's very true. I definitely stand on that word, and I've been a witness to it, to seeing that.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I'd love to come, you know, I want to come support your vision or, you know, at the gala. Eric, you know, will let me know where it's at.
Oh, yeah, well, we just told you. It's at the Biltmore, Millennium Biltmore in L.A. on April 13th, Saturday night, starts at 6. And be prepared to be wowed and be prepared to make a difference. And when you go home that night, you're going to feel really good because you know that you did something for the benefit of humanity.
I love it. I love it. And keep up the good work, Rick. You're doing a great job.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks very much. All right, Lillian, why don't you continue with Akbar about the gala and all that kind of stuff. Who's going to take it?
Hello? Oh, okay. The gala, right?
Yes.
Well, he has mentioned some of the exciting things. There will be African entertainment, music, dance for people who are coming. You know, some people have not seen such before, and this is coming from a well-renowned dancer, African dancer, and she's going to just brighten the whole place and excite everybody that evening. Besides, I went last week and tasted the food. It's going to be fantastic, very delicious, and you're going to be happy, whoever is coming, for what you will see. And then all the other programs that will go on, the auction, live auction, and silent auction will be exciting, real meaningful items that you can take home and be happy with. And we have gifts, like Agba mentioned, goodies. We have bags filled with things. It's full of things like last year or even more. That you'll always be happy for coming. It's not about the money, the ticket money that you pay, but you will get more than double. And you have blessings from God and everything. Give back, you know. You give back. You are giving. You're getting back. So it's a give back to you if you are there. Because those, like the Bible again says, if you help a poor person, if you loan to a poor person, if you give to a poor person, God will give you back your loan in many, many, many folds. He's the one that is paying you back for the loan or the gift or whatever you did for a poor person because you are giving it to him. And so when he gets ready to give back, yours will be in abundance. So it's going to be an excitement. And you get to see some African attires if you haven't seen that physically before. Biltmore, Millennium Biltmore, is a beautiful, wonderful hotel. Some have not been there before. It's an opportunity to come and see. And besides, you'll be meeting Richard and Akbar in person. That's wonderful. You need to hear them. You need to watch. Look at them, watch them, and hear them speak. You'll be excited, too. Yes.
On board, you know, there's also, you know, in the past we've had a comedian come out and give some good laughter. Last year was fun. We had award-winning singer Guapale come out and sing, and she serenaded the crowd. And so that was a jaw-dropping event and moment there at the gala. So, and then Richard, I mean, Richard, you're always fun on stage, a big personality, lights up a stage from here to Beckham. So that's always fun. I mean, it's a full night, a fun night too.
Akbar, and also in the past, Akbar and I have done the auction, and it is sort of a tag team affair. And Akbar goes out to the crowd, and he's, you know, all 6'7" of Akbar, and, you know, a little 5'8" nothing Rick sits up on the podium, and between us, we managed to get the crowd going, and to make an incredible difference. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the story. You got two board members on here, and. Again, Lillian or Akbar, why don't you talk about how if at this late date, and I know 5:13 is right around the corner, but we can still make room, if somebody wanted to buy a ticket, somebody wanted to buy a table, somebody wanted to sponsor, somebody wanted to put an ad in the journal, why don't we go all the way through that about how somebody can get involved in the organization, of course, you know, do a shout-out for the website where they can go in and donate. Or if there's a phone number where somebody may want to put an ad in the journal, that they're on the other side of the country, they can't attend, or they want to sponsor, how would they reach you guys? So I'll be quiet. There's about six questions there.
Oh, well, I'll let Dr. Lillian take the other parts. But I can't say that for the event, though. You can look on Eventbrite, so you can just search right there on Eventbrite for tickets. They'll have them there. You can go to buildingtoday.org, and you'll be able to not only get tickets and sponsor and donate as well. So all the information that you need for the event is there. And then the other stuff, I mean, Dr. Lillian, you can speak on that as well.
Oh, yeah. All the information is on the website. You can get it there. We do have a phone number, too, in case you don't want to go to the website. That phone number is 310-325-0009. Again, 310-325-0009. We also have a fax number, 310-325-0093. Or you can write us or mail your check if you don't want to go to the website to our P.O. Box address, which is Asomoga Foundation, P.O. Box 3343. Again, P.O. Box 3343. Thorance, 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 California, 90510. That's our mailbox, P.O. Box 3343. Thorance, California, 90510. Those are the other ways you can get to us. But the phone number, yes, we'll always call you back if you leave a message or if you don't get anybody. But somebody is always there to answer your call. I mean, it's important that you go through any of these means. The website is fantastic. You know, you do it in your own privacy, or you call or email. You know, well, I didn't give you the email address. It's info@buildingtoday.org. info@buildingtoday.org. You can also use info@asomogafoundation.org. Or Building Today might be easier for you. info@buildingtoday.org. The website, www.buildingtoday.org. www.asomogafoundation.org.
That's just wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to sound somewhat cliche where we're going to go here, but what do we remember Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King? You know, what do we remember those wonderful people? They had the same 24 hours in a day that I have, that you have, Akbar has, Dr. Lillian has, the same 24 hours in a day we all have. And when the choice came to them, they said yes and gave back.
Amen.
Now, many people might think, well, I can't be a Martin Luther King, or I can't be a Mother Teresa, or I can't be a Mahatma Gandhi. Well, you can start today by saying yes to the invitation. This charity is completely vetted, ladies and gentlemen. The money goes to where it's supposed to go. The books are open. That's the rules of nonprofits. We've been around for 7 years. We've got major, major, major folks that belong to this that are it is the most incredible place, and our overhead is incredibly low. I mean, Dr. Lillian, we don't pay anybody anything. And where we're going with this is that we're going to take this to the next level and change the world. It's the starfish story where the little boy and the grandfather were walking on the beach. And what happened after a major storm? A lot of the starfish were up on the shore. And the starfish in the sun will die if they don't get back in the water. And the little boy was putting the starfish in the water. And his grandfather said, "Grandson, what are you doing?" He goes, "Well, I'm putting the starfish in the water to save them, Grandpa." And the grandfather looked and he goes, "There's hundreds of thousands of starfish here that are out of the water. You can't possibly save them all. You can't possibly make a difference." And the little boy picked up a starfish, went over and put it in the water, and said, "Grandpa, to this starfish, it's all the difference in the world." Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing here at the Osmoaf Foundation. We're making all the difference in the world, one child at a time in the ACTS program, one widow at a time, one orphan at a time in our projects in Nigeria. So Akbar and Lillian, why don't you give a final farewell to our listeners and again, do a shout-out for the gala again and how to get involved.
Well, yeah, again, go to buildingtoday.org. It's a great way to get involved, not only with the orphan and widows that are in need in Africa, but also you're helping the kids here also locally. Kids who are going on college tours and getting a chance to expand and enrich their lives in ways never been done for them in their current status. April 13th at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles. It's a fabulous, fabulous event. I like to use the word epic. It may be a little bit much, but I like that's the way I think about it because it's the act of service. And so, again, it's 6 o'clock. April 13th, put it on your calendar. It's a must-attend, a must-attend.
Thank you, Akbar. Thank you very much. And I would like to add that we also accept in-kind donations. If you have books for little children, elementary school or high school, or coloring books, school supplies, we accept those. We accept shoes, clothing, you know, anything in good condition that these children could use. It has helped in the past, and we still need those things. Whatever you have, backpacks, we collect backpacks, and we've been very fortunate in the past. Somebody gives us tons and tons of backpacks, and there's need for these things. Some of the kids have not seen backpack or used it before. So it's exciting to them. Pencils, pens, and erasers, rulers, coloring books, reading books, or even old books that are just like novels. You know, some of the older adults or women, they like to read, but they cannot find books or have money to buy. So we do accept those things. And finally, I want to thank you all for listening. This is fantastic. I want to thank you, Akbar, for being here and helping me out. Richard, I want to thank you very much for who you are. And I will say to everyone, you know, don't forget today. Don't forget to do something for somebody each day. I had a manager when I got my first job after the School of Pharmacy. Every lunch break, he will leave the pharmacy and comes back. You ask him, "Where were you?" He will say he's been walking around in the parking lot. Doing what? Looking for somebody to help with anything. He says, "Once I do that, each day I feel good." Each day, do something to make somebody feel good. Even if you don't want to do a foundation thing or non-profit thing or come to a gala or something. Just do something to somebody that is good. It will make you feel good too. I thank you for listening. You guys are wonderful, and the foundation is going places with your help. Thank you.
Dr. Lillian, thank you so much. Akbar, thank you so much. Guys, we're going to have you back on and report back as to what's going on in the foundation. And April 13th, Biltmore Millennium, 6 o'clock. Your host will be there. Akbar will be there. Dr. Lillian will be there. Namdi will be there. Rick Eisen will be there. The Pump Brothers will be there. There'll be entertainment and food and auction items, and it's going to be 300-400 people. It is truly going to be a wonderful event. Every year it's been fantastic. So, Dr. Lillian, will we get you back on the show sometime soon?
Yes, you will get me back sometime soon, April 7th.
Yeah, we're going to have you right back on and go right back at it again for the foundation. Akbar, I hope you join us too.
And you guys, don't forget, Pamela Harris will be there.
Who was going to be there, Dr. Lillian? Who's that?
Pamela Harris, our Attorney General.
Yes, Pamela Harris, our Attorney General, is going to be there. Wow, that's it's a star-studded affair, and it's a credit, Lillian. They're coming to be part of something that's becoming bigger than ourselves, as Akbar so well put it. It's not about me; it's about the legacy and what are we leaving the planet with when we have so much. And Maslow's hierarchy of needs are survival, security, and it moves up from there. There are folks out there that are in survival mode, and that is where the Osmoa Foundation plants its flag in helping the marginalized, helping them with hope, and so they eliminate the despair, they eliminate the depression, and then they can get out of the survival mode into a security mode and start making a difference in the lives themselves. God bless you both. Thank you for being on, and we'll see you again soon, okay, guys?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the wonderful program and the wonderful work. You heard Akbar. You heard Dr. Lillian as to what they do. The Osmoa Foundation clearly makes a difference in the lives of inner city kids in the ACTS program. Your host is around inner city schools a lot. And the despair there is that the kids who have great grades don't apply to the major universities out of fear. The neighborhood takes on their neighborhood. What Namdi does is that he takes those kids out to college tours where they take a look at the Georgetowns and the Princetons and the UCLAs and the SCs and the Stanfords and Berkeleys and Chicago's or wherever else they go in Illinois and all over the country in Boston. And you know what? It opens these kids' eyes and they go, wow, I could go there. I think I could go there. And then the work with orphans and widows in need. And no, we know Nigeria. We know Africa has had such a tough road. With the AIDS epidemic, there's so many orphans and there's so many widows. And we teach life skills. Our organization gives life skills. It's not giving a fish. It's giving them a fishing pole. So my ask for everybody listening is, as I said, get off the couch. Get off the couch. If you live in the East Coast, you live somewhere else, hey, you know how to give money to this foundation. Just go to the osmofoundation.org, and there it is, and buildingtoday.org, and buy a ticket or sponsor or whatever. And in your own neighborhood, you know what? Go out and mentor a kid. Go out and visit a senior center. Go out and visit a cancer ward. Go out and do something. Go out and work at a food bank. It will change your life. Husbands, wives, if your marriage is on the rocks, you know what will help? Both of you go down to a serving line in a rescue mission, and it will guarantee you, you will look upon life differently. It might even save the relationship. Bring your kids down. Bring your kids down that you're having problems with. Get them involved. Talk to Dr. Lillian. She's got programs. They can get involved. Your whole family can get involved, and it will make a difference. And what a discussion to have at the dinner table about how you gave back, rather than what's the next vacation, and those are wonderful, what's the next achievement, the next house, the next stock portfolio, the next dollar, because remember the parable, and the parable said it best, when the man who had the great harvest, and he harvested, and he said, I'm going to build these barns, and what did the Lord say? You fool, it's not going to do you any good. I'm taking your life this very night. So remember, you can't take it with you, but you can leave a legacy. Is the planet better off because you're here? This is Rick Rosman on the Rosman Experience on the Easy Way Broadcasting, signing off again from the wonderful 4 o'clock show that we have every Sunday. Thank you so much. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.